This is the Phantom from the World Wide Web. Welcome to Phantom Radio, presented by the Kegel Company, the number one lane maintenance company in the world. For all of your lane maintenance needs, including 24-hour technical support, you can always rely on the Kegel Company. So, go to kegel.net. Well, Phantom fans, this week's special guest is a special lady that always has her ear to what is happening in our industry, and she always passes along knowledge and information. She's the operations manager for the International Bowling Media Association and also an astute bowling writer. She's on the staff with Storm Bowling, Vice Inserts, and Logo Infusion Apparel. And she is a USBC bronze level coach and IPSIA certified technician who has a couple of national bowling titles to her credit. There's more, a lot more, but let's get her out here. So, Phantom fans, here she is again, Jackie Wyckoff. Hello, Jackie, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, Phantom. Thanks for having me back. It's great to chat with you again. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. I've missed you, and let me say Merry Christmas to you, and I'll say Happy New Year at the end of the show, all right?
Okay, well, back at ya.
All right, sweetheart. Well, Jackie, I do appreciate you taking the time to be here with us again on Phantom Radio, and I've got a lot to talk with you about, as I usually do, so let's just get right to it. You know, it's the last week of the year, so that means that we review some of the things that happened in the fourth quarter of 2016. And as you know, we used to do this with Jim Dressel, but since he retired, I've been calling on other top bowling writers to help me out, and I want to thank Joan Taylor, Lyle Zykes, Jim Goodwin, and yourself for helping me out. So, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. That's a tough act to follow with that lineup, though, Joan, Lyle, and Jim. I'll do my best.
Yeah, I'll tell you what a talented group of people, and I'm sure grateful that I've got them as friends. But, Jackie, as usual, a lot has happened in the industry, and I want to ask you about some of it. But first, as I said before, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours. So, in no particular order, let's start with the latest. Walter Ray Williams Jr. accomplishment. I want you to announce it, if you will.
Well, you know, as you know, Phantom, Pete Weber and Walter Ray were tied at 99 professional titles. And the bowling world had expected one of them to hit that magic number 100 during the PBA World Series of Bowling. Unfortunately, both were denied that achievement. You know, Pete was having issues with his hip and didn't do as well in the WSOB as he normally would have, although the guy's incredible and he bowled great. I mean, on top of all the problems he was having, he still cashed in several of the events. Walter also bowled very well. He made the finals of the Shark Championships, but was turned back by that new upstart young Canadian, Francois Lavoie, in the title match. So, no number 100 during the World Series of Bowling, but lucky for Walter Ray, just about a week later, on the 18th of December, he teamed up with Dick Allen and Dennis Lane to win the PBA, PBA 50, PBA 60 Baker Trios title at Valley Lanes in Harrisburg, Virginia, to become the first player in history to garner 100 wins. Williams' team defeated top qualifiers Kylie Troop, Kenny Parks, and Dale Shuda 213 to 201 in the title match to share a little over $5,000 first prize. Now, I don't know about you, but I seriously never thought I'd see a professional player get 100 titles in my lifetime. That is just amazing.
You know, I agree with you 100%. In fact, I was out there when Walter Ray first joined the tour, and he started winning now and then. He won some titles, but the great at that time was Earl Anthony, and you never thought anybody would pass up Earl, who had 41 regular tour titles, and he won a couple of the regionals, but, you know, when Walter Reed got past 50 and then 60, there was some talk about him getting to 100, but that was like, you know, yeah, we're going to get to Mars someday, too.
Right.
You know, that it was just so far out of sight. But now he's done it, and it was a great race between him and Pete Weber, two of the greatest players of all time. And, you know, that's going to go down in history. Who is the greatest? Was it Earl? Was it Petey? Is it Walter Ray? But that's going to be arguments for people to do in the bar. But I got something that I want to ask you about. So are you ready for this new question?
Okay.
All right. Well, Walter Ray winning 100 titles. I'm sure that this is going to be a bowling trivia question someday. But can you tell our listeners about all of the wins in the different categories?
Well, of course.
You can?
I can.
Wow.
So the Baker Trio's title was Williams' 11th PBA 50 regional title to go along with his 47 PBA tour titles, 32 PBA regional titles, and 10 PBA 50 tour titles. Now, one of the reasons this number, magic number 100, was achieved is because the PBA has done such a great job of having so many tournaments available to the bowlers out there these days. Otherwise, if it was just a regular PBA tour, I don't think it could ever be done. But 100 in, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4 different PBA type tours, that's pretty darn impressive.
It sure is. You know, that's amazing. And now I see why you're like in charge of all the press for IBMA, IBMA, because you got all these facts at your fingertips, you know, and you pass along a lot of this information on Facebook too. And, you know, if somebody wanted to call you up, or not call you up basically, but let's say send you an email or a question that you might have to answer because when you're not on the show, how can somebody get a hold of you to find out some information?
Well, the two best ways, Phantom, is to find me on Facebook. It's Jackie Wyckoff. Easy to find me on Facebook. Also, my email is jwyckoff, W-Y-C-K-O-F-F, @ bowlingwriters.com. That's my official IBMA email, and you can call me, shoot me an email and ask me any questions, find out more about IBMA and how you can join. We just started taking corporate members, and it's helping our Pisano scholarship, and we're doing lots of great things. So give me a buzz.
All right. I do know that you do answer all kind of questions, and you're a great communicator. Every time I want to line you up for the show, it seems like it's only about 5 minutes. I get an email back from you saying, when do you need me? And then you're always there for me. And, you know, the thing I want to ask you, though, I don't know if it's private or not, but I see you on Facebook all the time. And I see you've been going down to the doctor or the hospital now and then. Is your health okay, Jackie?
Yeah, you know, there's just this crud going around. It seems like everybody has it or has had it. And if you haven't, you're probably going to get it. It's just like, you know, sinus infection goes down into the chest, clears up, and then it starts all over again. So, yeah, I've just been fighting this off since it started when I bowled the La Raza tournament in Costa Rica and ended up sitting in an airport or on an airplane for 19 hours to get home. And, you know, that's very germophobic. So I just picked up this bug, and it just doesn't want to go away. But I've been feeling better, and hopefully the new year, it'll be all gone.
Well, you know, I know what you mean, because I did have it myself for 8 days. I was down, and I couldn't even get out of bed for 2 days trying to cough up all this phlegm out of your chest and all that. But when I seen your picture on there, I thought, well, maybe it's because you're playing too much golf, because I seen you with the golf outfit on a couple of times on Facebook.
Yeah, I love playing golf. I am a terrible golfer. You can tell by the fact that I'm a pretty darn good bowler, and my golf score and my bowling score are about the same. But I do love the game.
You're too much. All right. Well, you know, Walter Ray making 100. That's so unusual that there's probably only one other guy that's going to be able to do it, and that's Pete Weber over a period of time. But there was another unusual PBA feat. I'm sure you've heard about it, but Wes Mallott and Robert Lawrence did something in a PBA 50 regional tournament. Did you hear about it?
So now, after those accolades that you just said that I know everything, I did not. I haven't heard. What happened? Tell me.
Well, I've got a press release here, and I don't have it all memorized, but I'm going to read it basically. And it says that past U.S. Open champions Robert Lawrence of Austin, Texas, and Wes Mallott from Pflugerville, Texas, teamed up to dominate the fourth annual PBA 50 PBA Houston Emerald Bowl Southwest Doubles Tournament presented by Bowling Dynamics this past Sunday, which is a week ago now because we're on tape delay, but they won the tournament by 675 pins over Jay Nephew of Houston and his partner DJ Archer from Spring, Texas. And the 675 pins isn't the newsworthy thing, but this winning duo led the eight-game qualifier by only 68 pins, but then they charged into the commanding lead in the 12-game round-robin match play finals, crushing their first four opponents with team games of 509, 492, 509, and 488, and they never looked back. Well, the deal was they swept all 12 matches as they cruised to the $5,000 winner's check. And the unusual thing about all this was it's probably a PBA record that I'm not sure anybody really knows about, but it was Robert Lawrence's first regional title in 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time in between winning titles. I don't know if anybody's ever done any more than that, but I might have to have you look that up someday.
I might do that. Google is my friend.
Yeah, that's really something. Well, congratulations to those guys for that. And Robert, I know he was really proud of that accomplishment because he's retired about five or six times in the meantime.
Yeah. He picked a pretty good partner in Wes, too.
Yeah, Big Wes, unreal. But I'm sure he's very proud of that. And best of luck to those guys in the future. But let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the PWBA Tour. To your knowledge, have they announced their 2017 schedule yet?
Yes, they actually announced the schedule in October, in late October, mid-October. And the tour starts right here in our own backyard, so to speak, at Double Decker Lanes in Rohnert Park on April 27th. And then the following week, it moves to Sacramento at Steve Cook's Fireside Lanes the next weekend. And I'm looking forward to attending both of those events. And I might even consider bowling Sacramento. That might not be pretty, but I might do it. We'll see. It's pretty close. I might. So the tour has four new venues for 2017, including Boardwalk Bowl in Orlando, Florida, Fountain Valley Bowl in Fountain Valley, California, the Baton Rouge River Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where the USBC Women's Championships is being held, and then Plano Super Bowl in Plano, Texas, which is going to be the new home of the Lucy Bonet Striking for Breast Cancer PBA-PWBA doubles. So, the season's also going to feature the four majors, including the USBC Queens, the PWBA Players Championships, the U.S. Women's Open, and the PWBA Tour Championships, and 13 out of 14 of these events will be televised on CBS Sport Network, including live telecasts of all four majors. How cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome. You know, we were worried about the women there for about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, and now they're making a comeback, so thank God for that.
It's awesome. Awesome. Yep. And they've gotten great participation in the tournaments. USBC and all the integers, BPAA, PBA, they've all done a really good job of promoting the events, and the women are so excited to be bowling. The format is cool. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can actually still have a real job and be a professional bowler at the same time. It's awesome.
Yeah, and there's a lot of young gals coming out of college that are really doing a bang-up job out there in the ladies' store. Plus, a lot of the ladies from the Far East.
Yep.
All right, well, you know, you mentioned two tournaments locally here in Northern California, one of them over at Rohnert Park, which a good friend of ours, Curtis Woods, is involved in that bowling center.
Right.
Then the other one in Sacramento with Steve Cook, another great guy. You say you're going to be at both of them? I'll see you there, honey.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of the women, I heard that the USBC moved the Senior Queens Tournament. Do you know about this and why they did that?
Yeah, they, as usual, we Senior Queens were originally scheduled to bowl at the River Center during the same time as the regular Queens, from the 17th to the 23rd of May. But USBC had some scheduling issues and decided to move the Senior Queens to follow the regular Queens May 23rd to 26th, and we'll be bowling at Circle Bowl in Baton Rouge. But, you know, along with that, they added $20,000 to the Senior Queens prize fund. So all 32 players who advance to match play are going to be able to cash in the event. And new for 2017 is a super senior element. So the top eight non-cashing super seniors who are age 60 and over will bowl in a bracket for a special prize fund. So I'm really looking forward to bowling Senior Queens this year in Baton Rouge, and I encourage all those ladies of a seasoned age of 50 or over to consider competing as well. Just go to bowl.com and click on the Senior Queens page for information. The only drawback to this year for me is that I will be a super senior about 3 weeks after the tournament. So I have to wait until 2018 to qualify for that segment of the industry.
Really? You're almost a super senior?
I am.
Wow. Man, oh man, that's a shock to me. I'm serious. I never thought that. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to wish you a lot of luck. I'm going to bring some salve down there, some ointment
yeah,
to keep you loose.
I can use it. Used to be Ben Gay, but now they have all these new fancy, you know, things that we can use.
Yeah, I remember one time in high school I had a sore thigh and somebody told me to put Ben Gay on it. And I didn't realize that stuff rode up sometimes and that stuff really gets hot in your inner groin. It was
too
a joke. Too
much information. Too much information, Lenny.
All right, so here's another thing we need to know about, and I know that you do, but I understand the USBC is rolling out something they call the Core Premium Program. Can you give us some of the information on that?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about this on Facebook and all over the, you know, social media boards, but this isn't a program for everybody. You know, USBC has touted this as a premium membership for the super fan. It's a yearly membership subscription, $129. Each year brings new collectibles and products, and every October you can decide to renew or not to renew it. You know, as I said, it's not for everybody, but I have several friends who've subscribed, and they're really happy with the products and the programs. One thing that really impressed me is you get a really cool plaque, and then every year for 5 years, USBC will send you the little tags to put on your plaque that shows your high game, your high series, and your high average for the season. And it's just really cool, and, you know, it's something to check into. Again, check on bowl.com if you're interested in more information, but I think it's a pretty cool program.
All right, just one more time. Just go to USBC or go to bowl.com and look for the Core Premium Program, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right, cool. Well, I think we got time for one more, and I'm sure that you know about this because it's basically in our area here in Northern California, but understand the RSCVA has a new CEO up in Reno. So in your opinion, will that change and or affect the National Bowling Stadium?
Right. Well, you know, that kind of remains to be seen. You know, Phantom, that Bowling and Reno have an amazing relationship together. You almost can't think of one without thinking of the other. And Jennifer Cunningham has done an amazing job this past year as the interim CEO of the RSCVA. And the board's been searching for someone to replace Chris Baum. And so they finally decided on a guy named Phil DeLone, who previously headed Safari Club International and served as an executive with the Silver Legacy. He was hired on November 11th by a vote of the board, and he says he's going to hit the ground running. So as a huge fan of the National Bowling Stadium, I hope that bowling is an integral part of that and they see how important it is for the city. You know, the RSCVA earlier this year approved a five-year strategic plan that included a separate focus on the NBS. And DeLone had said prior that we need to investigate non-USBC tournaments and try and capture those tournaments for the stadium. But he said when he was with the Silver Legacy, they struggled to find those when he was there, and not sure how many of them are really out there. So let's all hope that Mr. DeLone turns out to be a driving force in the stadium refurbishment and a good friend to bowling. And I'm sure when we do our recap next year, we'll be talking about this again and see where we are.
Yeah, well, best of luck to him. And there are a lot of tournaments out there. He just got to find a way to land them and get them to go up there to Reno to the stadium. It's a beautiful place.
Exactly. And he's got a great ally in Bob Thomas. He knows everybody and everything about the bowling business. So hopefully he'll use Bob as a great resource because he's got him right there.
All right, honey. Well, Jackie, the old clock in the world tells me we're out of time. And I just can't believe how quickly the time flies in this show. And that's probably why they say it's the fastest show in all of sports. But I really do appreciate you being on with us and sharing all the information that you always do, especially during the busy holiday season. And I enjoyed talking with you. And thanks again for taking the time to be here. And I look forward to seeing you again soon, somewhere down the road.
Sounds good, Phantom. Thanks a lot. And I want to tell you, I'm really looking forward to that first show in February when we have our friend Keith Hamilton of Luby Publishing on. He's the president of the International Bowling Media Association, and he's going to make a couple of really cool announcements on your show, talk about some of the things we've been working on all year that we're really excited about, including some exciting changes to our Chuck Pisano Media Scholarship. And I don't want to give anything away, but I will tell the Phantom fans to be sure to tune into that show and learn how you can apply for our fabulous new scholarship program.
Yeah, I know you were instrumental in trying to land Keith on the show, and fortunately we had an opening. He's going to be on the 1st of February, so we'll be announcing that in advance again. So, Phantom fans, that's going to wrap up another show for this week, and hope that y'all enjoyed it. You enjoyed hearing from our special guest, Jackie Wyckoff. And we look forward to talking to all of you again next year. We'll have yet another interesting guest to talk to, and don't forget to tell all your friends about our show. In closing, we'd like to thank our sponsors, EliteBowling.com, Storm Bowling Products, Brad Edelman, and our good friend Dave Kowalski, along with Stars and Strikes, America's Bowling News Magazine, for bringing us to you each and every week and each and every year. So for Phantom Radio, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This is The Phantom. We'll be right back.